Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And in today's podcast, we are talking about booty again. Now, the reason why we're talking about booty is, well, it is kind of like a hot topic, right? Like, I mean, it's kind of all the rage right now. Everybody's talking about booty, like bigger booties, etc. But what we're going to focus on today is the reason why you need to have a strong booty, and it's not just about looking good. So we're going to be talking about the benefits of actually having some strong glute muscles in order to actually help you in terms of your health and your fitness goals.
You know how we like talking about booties. I mean, what did we do in one of our past podcasts? It was the top five exercises to build a bigger booty. So if people are looking for those for specific exercises, then definitely check out that podcast. But yeah, I'm excited to talk about this because there's so much more than just the aesthetic appearance when it comes to the butt.
Exactly. All right, so let's dive in. So the number one reason why you want to have a nice strong booty is that the glutes are a major fat-burning machine, right? They're one of the largest muscles in your body, and so you need to focus on them because simply by increasing the overall muscle strength in, especially when you're focusing on your glutes or any major fat burning muscle, you can actually increase your overall resting metabolic rate by up to 30%. Now, for those of you who don't know what a resting metabolic rate is, it's basically, when you're at rest. So you're literally, I always describe it as like, I'm like on my couch doing absolutely nothing and getting fed grapes. It never happens. It's never happened to me, but that's how I always think of it, as like complete rest. Like you're totally at rest. And what your resting metabolic rate is basically how many calories your body is burning efficiently without actually any activity whatsoever. So by increasing and focusing on large muscle groups, you can actually increase that metabolic rate by up to 30%. So like that should be like the end of the podcast almost.
Well, I know. And that's where, I mean, I think there is definitely a shift now with people understanding more about the benefits of having more muscle mass and how much it's not, you know, about just a look. And we've talked about this a lot before, but how women always think that more muscle means being bulky, which is so not the case. But having that muscle mass, it's like, it just has so many other benefits in addition to, you know, giving you the shape to your body. It's like you're saying, it turns you into a fat burning machine when you're doing nothing. So it gives you so much more leeway. I find like, that's the thing, when you're doing cardio, really what you're doing is you're just burning off pretty much what you have either consumed or tapping into some fat stores. But when you have more muscle mass, what you're doing is you're burning more when you're not doing anything. So it's kind of like they both have their purpose, but it's like, I still think that strength training, especially the big, big muscle groups like the glutes, is so overlooked.
Of course. No, for sure. And, you know, and I think like one of the things, like just sort of backtrack for a second, like being that like glutes are one of your largest muscles, they're one of those muscles that are constantly at work. So with every single movement that you do pretty much with your lower body, you are using your glutes. They produce four distinct actions. So they extend from your hips. They allow your leg to swing inward and outward. They provide rotation for your leg laterally, and they help tilt your pelvis backwards. Now, the reason why I'm saying that is because a lot of times people think, well, I'm walking, so I'm using my glutes, which is true because of all of these different actions that your glutes engage in to help your body, your lower body move. However, if you're not actually focusing on building those muscles specifically, you're kind of doing yourself an injustice.
Completely. And when we say glutes, just to kind of give everyone who might not have heard the other podcast too, glutes actually refers to a muscle group. So it's not just a muscle. So a lot of times we just think glutes, we think bum, but it's actually three muscles within the gluteus within the gluteals. So that's the gluteus maximus, the gluteus medius, the gluteus minimus. And all three of them play into this. But what's interesting is it's actually the gluteus maximus is the largest muscle within the body. So the whole group are amongst the one of the largest, but the gluteus maximus is actually the largest muscle in the body.
The standalone.
It's the standalone. And it's always kind of easy to remember. The way I kind of remember it from anatomy is like, it's the max. You know what I mean? Like whenever you hear like maximus, like I almost think of it as like a superhero, the gluteus maximus. But it is, it's the largest muscle in the body. And like you were saying, it's between those three muscles, they have all of those jobs that you were talking about. But yes, they are engaged, but they're not fully worked just by walking and things like that.
Exactly. So, I mean, and also when you do strengthen your glutes, not only are you providing that fat burning machine that we were talking about, but you're also providing more power and less pain in your body. And we'll talk about pain a little bit later, but in terms of power itself, you know, when you have a strong booty, it helps you with sprinting, jumping, squatting, climbing, swimming, swinging, moving from side to side. Like every single movement will become so much more powerful. And so especially if you're training specifically for something, if you're training, you know, I know that there's a lot of people out there that are training for races or mud runs, etc. And when you train your glutes, you're only enhancing your performance in all of these areas. So it's such a benefit. And then when it comes to pain, the pain side of it, a lot of times, you know, I don't know about you. Like I know for me, I have some lower back issues sometimes. And when you have strong glutes, you actually allow your body to protect your joints a little bit better because your glutes, what happens is, they pull your femur. So your femur is your bone, like in your thigh, right? So the main major bone in your thigh. And so what it does is it actually pulls the femur back during any kind of hip extension, which keeps the bone centered rather than letting it slide forward, which can actually cause a lot of hip pain, which also then causes a lot of lower back pain, etc., and knee pain and stuff like that. So really important that you have these strong glutes so that they have the power and the strength to be able to pull that femur back in line so that everything is completely lined up correctly.
Well, yeah. And even, I mean, it's so true in terms of less pain for, especially for functional movements. And that's where, even when we're talking about things like squatting or anything like that, like, yes, when we talk about that, a lot of people automatically think, oh, we're talking about in the gym, but that's a functional movement, which means it's an everyday movement that all of us do. Like how often are you just squatting down to pick something up out of a bottom cupboard in your house or, you know, pick things up off the floor. So even if you're not in the gym lifting weights, it's still so important because your glutes are involved in all of these movements. And I mean, in all reality, like, the glutes have the job of actually keeping our upper body erect. So if we don't have strong glutes, like that's kind of the way I always think about it. Like they're one of their main jobs is to keep us upright. Mm-hmm. So when someone is starting to have a lot of back pain or they're like leaning forward a lot or they're losing a lot of balance, we tend to always think core, but a lot of times it's actually glutes. Because that's what their role is to do. So people spend a lot of time working on their core. They're doing a lot of planks and things like that, but they're not spending enough time actually activating the glutes. And I know we're going to kind of talk about stuff as we go, but I know I've mentioned before that for me, like I'm quad dominant. So I really have to focus on activating my glutes or else they don't even wake up. Like my quads will fall over completely. Like they will literally just be like, sweet. Quads are going to do the work. I'm just going to chill back here. And then I'm like, oh my God, no wonder my butt muscles will not grow. So I have to put a lot of extra effort into activating and focusing on that, not just from an aesthetic standpoint, but like I said, for the actual, like the functional parts.
For sure. Well, that's actually a good lead into our next point. Because our next point about why you want to have some strong glutes is because it will help you avoid gluteal amnesia. That's right. That's a real thing.
See, now I feel like my glutes have actually been diagnosed. I have gluteal amnesia.
You're not the only one. I'm sure I would probably guess, and this is like just a hypothetical guess. This is not specific based on their weight, but I would say probably over 50% of the people that train probably have gluteal amnesia. Because it's something that, basically what gluteal amnesia is essentially because of all the sitting that we do in our day, we're technically, like, for lack of a better word, lazy butts. And basically what happens is that we're forgetting how to activate our glutes. So instead, we're actually overusing our hamstrings and lower backs to move and rotate through our hips. So, I mean, Laura, just as you were saying, like for you, you feel like you're quad dominant. So your fronts of your legs sort of kick in a lot more. But a lot of times as people, they end up start using their hamstrings and lower backs to actually make the rotation or make any kind of movement rather than actually their glutes, because their glutes are just, they're just not able to like even fire up.
Well, I know. And it's interesting how it's like our, it's not even just that we kind of forget to work our glutes. It's that our body forgets how to even use them.
Totally. I don't have it with my glutes as much, but I have it with my upper back. I don't know how to engage my lats really. And so it's weird, you know, like there's different parts of your body. So I have to really focus whenever I'm working in my back area. But
well, yeah. It's
all different, but today we're talking about glutes. So we'll stick to that. We'll talk about my problems later.
But like you were saying, like about the sitting, like it's so true that that is something that causes our bodies to forget, because we just think, because our body, we adapt so quickly, right? So like when we do something for a period of time, our body gets so used to it very, very quickly. So working the office job day in, day out, not getting up for regular movements, or, you know, how many times really are people actually doing like squats and things at their desk? Not very.
Oh, I know whenever I see, and I'm not like, you know, if you do that, that's amazing. But whenever I see those articles or videos, it's like, here's a office workout. I'm like, how many people really do that? Like, you know, when you watch those videos and you're like, how many people are really doing like tricep presses off of their chair and like for 30 seconds? Maybe there are people out there. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I just think that's just not something that I do. I just dedicate my certain time slots to my workouts, but.
Well, I always think if most people are working in a communal office, like, and suddenly you're on a call and you look over and your person next to you is like in a downward dog, I'd be like, well, I'd probably think it was completely normal, but.
Well, to be honest, the only thing that I've ever done in the office, and this is totally digressing, but the only thing that we've ever done is I taught a headstand workshop in our office, whatever. It's good.
Please just spice it up.
Brings blood to the brain.
You know. But even for like, when we're talking about like, you know, the gluteal amnesia, like it's even, yeah. It's also even from bad programming. So not just sitting, it's also when people get it because when they have their personal training program or their workout program, they have actually included too many quadricep dominant exercises. So they haven't just, you know, it's not that they just don't work their butt enough or their programming is way too quad dominant. So if you are someone who is quad dominant, or you don't have the glute strength, you really should be programming in, you know, at least 2 days where you really focus on the bum.
Yeah.
Leg workouts and really focus on the bum. Up to even 4 days. You know, people want to grow like a lot bigger lower body, a lot bigger glutes. But, you know, when you're just hitting that muscle once, twice a week, you're not going to grow. You've got to keep challenging it.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. Definitely. Like, you know, and if you don't know, if you're unsure, like if you're listening and you're like, I don't know if it's like, if it's my quads or my glutes or whatever, go see a trainer. Literally, like, set up an appointment and go see a trainer and talk to them and tell them sort of, you know, that you want to figure out where you are dominant and where you are sort of, where your areas are that you need to like work on and improve so that you can actually develop a program that balances your body better.
Completely. And if you don't have a trainer, one way to know if you are suffering from gluteal amnesia. And, you know, obviously self-diagnosing yourself might not be the best way, but just listen to your body. But if you're feeling a lot of tightness in your hamstrings after you're doing any type of glute dominant exercises, so glute dominant exercises are things like deadlifts or step ups or hip thrusts, barbell hip thrusts. If you're ever feeling that tightness in your hamstrings, especially if you have normal flexibility in your hamstrings, usually that typically means that your glutes are not activating. Because what ends up happening is if your glutes become too weak, then your hamstrings and your adductors, which move your legs in and out, they are the ones who are going to pick up most of the slack. Even though we're talking about being quad dominant, you actually feel it usually the most in your hamstrings if your glutes aren't stepping up to the plate. So that's just kind of a little self-diagnosis to be able to feel yourself out. If you're feeling that tightness in your hamstrings as opposed to in your butt after you do those exercises, then that means you really maybe need to focus on doing more of the activation techniques in advance to really get that mind-muscle connection as well as fire up those muscles so that the hamstrings and your adductors don't take over.
Totally. Okay, so I think that's good for our gluteal amnesia. I just think it sounds funny, but I like the term. And then the third reason, I guess, why you want to have strong glutes other than just aesthetically is because it's been proven that it can actually help banish PMS and regulate your flow. So any ladies out there that's listening, it's something that Dr. Pilon has said that women with smaller waist hip ratios have more regular menstrual cycles and ovulate more frequently. So by changing your waist to hip ratio and increasing your booty gains, Dr. Pilon did not use booty gains is the word, I'm just using that. but by increasing your booty gains, you can also be helping your menstrual and ovulation cycles. So kind of interesting, and they're not actually sure why that is the case, but it's something that they've been doing a lot of tests on, and it's been proven that it actually does exist. So if you have smaller waist, larger hips, generally speaking, that you would actually have more regularity.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what, I find that very interesting too, because for anyone who kind of studies, and we we obviously believe in like a total health approach, like a holistic health approach. So for anyone who studies like the chakras, I find it very interesting how that would help to alleviate certain things to do with PMS, emotional, like, because PMS is a lot of times too, it's tied into emotions, right? When it comes to the chakras, the glutes, they're actually included in the second chakra. So the second, which is like your sacral chakra. So it's like your root chakra, then your sacral chakra. And that is everything in your body. And that area where it is like your glutes, your hips, your reproductive system. It's all related to sexuality, to desire, to physical experience, to all of your emotions, power, anything to do with relationships, with yourself, with others. So I find it really interesting how when you hear things like this, because it all ties in together, whether it be from like Western medicine or Eastern philosophies or all of these things, because as you're saying, if you strengthen the glutes, you're going to banish these problems. It's the same thing as you strengthen that chakra, you're going to banish those problems too.
Right. No, that is interesting. I mean, yeah, and like one of the other articles that I was reading was by Holly Perkins, who has been a trainer for women for over 20 years. And she has said just over the 20 years of actually training specifically with women, she's been able to see major changes by alleviating and possibly even eliminating PMS symptoms, such as breast tenderness, fewer cravings, cramps, etc., just by adding in strength training, specifically around total body strength training, but also focusing specifically on glutes. So, you know, it's something that, again, there's not like a ton of like proof in the pudding kind of thing in terms of like, there's no like big facts that I can share with you, but I can definitely say that these are things that are showing based on, you know, doctors as well as trainers that are saying that they have also seen these exact same changes. So in my mind, when I read that, when I hear that, it's like, what can you lose from, you know what I mean? If you are someone who is looking to alleviate PMS symptoms or anything like that, or regulate yourself or ovulate more, it's really just a win-win. You're going to have a sculpted booty and you'll most likely be helping to eliminate or increase or decrease these things.
Well, I also think of it like energy flows. Like even when we're just, you know, talking about the chakras and stuff, like, because when you have a weak body part, it usually means there's not a lot of energy flowing there. And so the more energy, like, or there's a blockage, right? And that ties into so many other things. So by which things like ovulation or things like emotional health, there's so many things that are all tied into one. Because as we know, our body is one. It's not, we don't just have a pain in our knee and that means that nothing else in our body is going on. Like,
of course,
there is something else that's contributing to that. It could be inflammation from the foods you eat. It could be pressure from your back. It could be emotional strain. There's so many things that go into it. When you can't just fix the symptom, you have to fix the root cause. But that's what I always think of whenever I hear stuff like this. I just think of energy. I think of a lot of things to do with energy flows. And this, when you bring up, you know, things to do with ovulation and stuff like that, it's like, if you focus the exercise on getting more energy and blood and focus into those muscles, you're going to really open up that energy flow throughout the body, which is going to help you probably with a lot of other things. In addition to squatting, in addition to having a poppin' booty, in addition to all the great things that you may just think you want, and then you get all these extra bonus energy flows and happy chakras in addition to that. It's like a bonus.
Exactly. So basically, to wrap it up, I mean, really what we're saying is, you know, the solution is get a great butt and get all the extra benefits. Like you were saying, just find a way to train and activate your glutes. You'll get the results that you're looking for in any of those areas. And it doesn't have to be just focused on the booty pop. It can be focused on other areas, but all of the things will come, you know, will come in time, because there's no way that you can train your glutes and like train them effectively and not have some sort of significant physical difference as well. So depending on what your goals are, just make sure that you are figuring out sort of a way that you can actually focus on it though and get a part, like get it into your training regime. All right. So that being said, Laura, what would be your main takeaway from today for our listeners?
My main takeaway would be to listen to your body. I really like that whole, you know, just kind of when you start to become one with your body and pay attention to different things, when I was talking about the gluteal amnesia, and if you don't know if you have it, like start to pay attention. Do you have tight hamstrings when you do exercises? I like the idea of really kind of listening to your body. Let it speak to you. Let it tell you what it needs to work. Let it tell you where it's not working. And then if you can't find the solution, then definitely reach out to somebody who can help you do that. And that's usually a personal trainer or someone who can program for you that's going to benefit your specific body. Because we're all so unique and beautiful and different, and our body shapes are different, and the things that we exercises we need are different. So just really speak to somebody for you. Don't just look at a broad spectrum of, you know, this is exercises I should do, and listen to your body.
All right. Well, my main takeaway would be all about preventative medicine. So it's, you know, when we're talking about glutes, and I mean, we could talk about this with any muscle group really, but when we're specifically talking about strengthening the glutes for something outside of just aesthetically, one of the things that comes to my mind always is about prevention, right? Because when you, like what we were talking about earlier, in the first point, when you strengthen your muscles and your glutes, you have more power and less pain. And so even if today, it, like you're listening today and you're like, eh, no problem. I got no problems in my joints. I've got no problems in my back, etc. I'm good. I'm golden. I don't need to worry about this right now. The best thing that you can do always, in my opinion, for your health is preventative measures. So start training them now, build that strength, build that mobility so that you're activating correctly in your body. And then in the long run, you will continue, hopefully, to not have any of those issues arise.
I love it.
Okay. Well, that being said, that is all for today. So as always, excuse me, we want to hear from you. So anything you want to hear about, questions, comments, concerns, anything, email us at info@fitchicks.ca. Check us out at fitchicks.ca on Instagram and Twitter, and at Fitchicks Bootcamp on Facebook. And of course, we also have our fitchicksacademy.com website. Make sure you check it out. There are two programs listed that we have coming up for 2017. We have the Fitness and Nutrition Expert Certification. So if you're looking to, either become a part of this amazing industry of helping people achieve their own fitness and health goals, or if you're looking to transform your own life in a certain way, check that program out. Definitely, it's starting in the spring of 2017. And then we also have our new program that is starting in the new year, which is called our Natural Weight Loss Coach. So if you're looking for more information from the inside out of how to holistically sort of heal your body as well as change your body and help others do the same, reach out to us and we can give you some more information.
Awesome.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing day and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.